You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the Northern Zone muskie season officially begins this weekend. The season officially opens on Saturday and will run through the end of 2025, allowing fishing enthusiasts to target muskie on open waters in the Northern Management Zone. Residents can find the most up-to-date information and relevant regulations on the DNR's website. They will also be required to obtain a fishing license to participate in the season, which can be done online or through an in-person agent. A number of Ashland businesses are teaming up for a PB&J drive as county officials see a growing number of food insecure households. A local nonprofit, the Brick Ministries, says they've seen a 15% increase in the number of people taking advantage of their food pantry in the last year. At the same time, federal funding for food assistance programs is in danger. Any local residents or businesses interested in participating in the PB&J drive can drop off their donations at Holden Insurance Agency or Ashland Ford Chrysler until June 1st. UW Health has announced a new multi-year contract with Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. The contract was announced on Wednesday, and officials say it will guarantee healthcare access for Anthem members at various UW Health facilities across the state. According to a press release, the newly agreed-upon contract will cover employer-based, Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, and Affordable Care Act marketplace plans and gives members access to UW hospitals and clinics, as well as the UW Medical Foundation and the Madison Surgery Center. Kids' Night at the Rice Lake Speedway has been rescheduled for tomorrow night. The event was originally scheduled for last Saturday, but severe weather in the forecast forced Speedway officials to cancel the event. All of the Kids' Night activities were postponed to this week, including letting the kids go out on the racetrack, meet the drivers, and get a behind-the-scenes look at the cars. The event will also feature over 130 prize packages for kids. Interested residents can find more information on the Speedway's website or social media pages. Days after announcing her candidacy in the 2026 Wisconsin Supreme Court election, Judge Chris Taylor has received the endorsement of three current justices and Justice-elect Susan Crawford. Justices Rebecca Dallet, Jill Karofsky, and Janet Protasiewicz all expressed their support for Judge Taylor, highlighting her experience and commitment to ensuring everyone in the state gets a fair hearing under the law. Judge Taylor currently serves on the Court of Appeals and will challenge incumbent Justice Rebecca Bradley for the state Supreme Court seat. Following another mild winter in Wisconsin, an environmental group says nearly every city they've studied has seen increasing average summer temperatures over the last 50 years. According to a WPR report, Climate Control recently released an analysis of National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration data since 1970, which showed an average temperature increase of over 2.5 degrees Fahrenheit in the summers. Milwaukee was among the cities that the group studied and has seen an average summer temperature increase of nearly 3.5 degrees. Construction work is officially underway on the canal near the Lake Superior Maritime Visitor Center. Officials say the construction work is meant to improve a shoreline protection system and connect the lake walk with the pier. The project is expected to cost over $3 million with funding through the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. The Maritime Visitor Center and most of the pier area will remain open during construction. Work is scheduled to wrap up for the season in November, with some final work scheduled for next summer if needed. The Hayward Community School Board voted to approve an increase in lunch prices for the next school year. At their meeting on Monday, the school board received a report from the district food service provider, finding about 43% of students were getting school breakfast and 55% were getting school lunch. With increasing costs combined with things like absences and snow days, the food service provider reported a roughly $100,000 loss. Price increases will range from about $1.50 to nearly $3 for students. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers shared a letter he sent to the Trump administration in an effort to protect the state's forests and forestry industry. According to a press release, the forestry products industry helps support around 126,000 jobs and contributes an estimated $42 billion to the state's economy. Wisconsin ranks first in paper production among all 50 states and exports over $850 million worth of paper products each year. The letter urges cooperation and protection for federal forestry programs. Following a statewide tour highlighting his administration's accomplishments in workforce development, Governor Tony Evers has renewed calls for support from the state legislature. Republican state lawmakers removed over 600 measures from the governor's proposed budget, including investments in apprenticeship programs, the Worker Connection Pilot Program, and the Workforce Innovation Grant Program. During the tour, Governor Evers also highlighted a new lawsuit against the Trump administration seeking to stop cuts to AmeriCorps. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A big night for Yelly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers managed to get a win despite a long rain delay. They beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-5. Christian Yelich, who was just 2-for-34 in his last at-bats, hit two home runs with four runs batted in to break out of his slump.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. Pretty tough start to the year and been grinding, and, but it's part of the game, you know. And, you know, these guys have been trying to pick me up all year with finding ways to score runs, and nice to see some stuff pay off.
NFL, after a week of team workouts, it's the Packers' annual softball game tonight, started by Brett Favre, then hosted by Donald Driver, and now Jordan Love.
We're excited. My second year, kind of helping run the show. I know last year Donald was a big part of it, and he kind of passed the torch, which is pretty cool. So it's going to be 25th anniversary is pretty special. Obviously, the game's been going on for a long time, so to be able to, you know, take the torch and kind of just carry it and keep it going.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipating massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. Katy Perry has been in the news lately for various reasons. First, she went into space for about 31 seconds, and now the New York Post is reporting that her bra broke and popped open during one of her concerts. Before you run to the Google, you should know that she acted quickly and covered up. An assistant quickly ran out and saved the day, after which Perry said, "Sorry guys, you didn't pay that much." Tickets to a Katy Perry concert range from $50 to $500. Top or no top, I think they paid plenty. And finally, Perry will no longer be waking up in Vegas. She is out at Resorts World Hotel. The singer signed a contract that would pay her up to $900,000 a show, and the deal has been terminated after the hotel and casino actually lost money during the pop star's residency. This was after there was a bidding war for Perry's talents between World Resorts and Caesar's Palace. The Perry residency lasted from 2021 to 2023. George Wendt passed away earlier this week. Most people know him as Norm from Cheers, where he spent 11 seasons and was the only cast member, including Ted Danson, to appear in all 275 episodes. In addition to Cheers, his credits include Fletch, Airplane 2, Outside Providence, and of course, Bob Swirsky, one of the Chicago superfans. Here are a couple fun facts about George Wendt. He got his start in Chicago at Second City, but his first job there was sweeping floors. He's actually the uncle to Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis. Here are some fun Norm lines to remember George Wendt by.
What's shaking, Norm?
All four cheeks and a couple of chins, Coach.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a really nice Memorial Day weekend on the way with plenty of sunshine, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday and Memorial Day. Maybe a few sprinkles later Memorial Day, but overall, really nice. Today, sunshine with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.